Hello and welcome to Alchemy 101, the show where we explore all avenues of transformation and aim, as always, to offer some nuggets that can support us in living in line with nature in a way that's true to our nature. Sometimes, though, it can feel counterintuitive, just like a bird, the nightingale, singing out in the dark. I'm JJ, also known as the Practical Alchemist. Very happy to have you with me today. We've been having some bad weather here in the UK, so I very much hope that every one of you listening is safe, warm and well after the recent floods and high winds and snow. Two guests join me today. Later we'll hear from someone who's filling a much needed gap in the fitness market. Matt Harris will tell us about the birth of his folding Pilates reformer that will make this form of Pilates, and my own preference, I have to say, more accessible to all. But first, I'm delighted to welcome back an old friend, the Michelin-trained, conscious, plant-based chef, Samardo Sibley. Now, Samardo isn't just a chef. He's a creator of gourmet experiences, and he has a wealth of food knowledge, and he's also an educator. Today, he's here to tell us about the fantastic properties of fulvic minerals. Samardo, I'm sitting here drinking my daily dose of fulvic minerals, and they look very much like a whiskey when you dilute them in some water, and taste quite earthy as well, a bit like a peaty malt whiskey, but of course without the alcohol. But I have been drinking the minerals for about 4 days now, and certainly feel an effect, a clarity, which is interesting. But tell me more about fulvic minerals, what they are, and why we need them. So first of all, what are fulvic minerals?
Fulvic minerals are actually from soil. They're from pristine soils, organic soils. This particular one that you've been tasting or sampling at the moment, that particular one is from the US. So it comes from a very natural environment. It's created within the soil structure. So when you look at the different substrates within the soil, you will have the soil and then you'll have the peat and then the layers that go beneath it. So the fulvic minerals are extracted from that soil, and then they are preserved in the form that you've been taking or that we have here today in a liquid concentrated form. So the benefits to these are that, well, one, I think the most important is, as we all know, the food or the fresh produce, particularly the fruits and vegetables we have access to these days, is deficient. You know, these products or this produce is deficient in the minerals and the vitamins that are vital for optimal health. And if the soils are not being replenished, i.e. remineralized again, before foods are grown within them, then over time the soil gets depleted and we end up growing produce which is empty. So no matter where our journey is with our personal food choices, the fulvic minerals are, you know, an incredible benefit to current health and lifestyle choices at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, we hear a lot these days about us being deficient in minerals, and you know, a lot of health professionals talk about that, but yet you don't hear too much about the fulvic minerals. What is the difference? So say somebody takes a multivitamin and you've got, you know, vitamins and minerals in that multivitamin. It's not the same, is it? I mean, these fulvic minerals, these drops, are a lot more concentrated, aren't they?
They are. And they're naturally occurring. You see, these minerals are naturally occurring within the soils. So where produce used to be grown, and one example is, you know, maybe 10 years ago, they looked at carrots, and they took a conventional carrot, and they took an organic carrot. And the organic carrot had 10 times more or a higher 10 times higher concentration of minerals and vitamins than you'd find in the conventional counterpart. And that is because those organic soils are remineralized. So they would grow a crop, they would remineralize the soil with different elements, and then they would grow again. But because those food items are deficient, that's why we need the fulvic minerals. So when you talk about like a daily supplement, you know, like a male supplement or a woman supplement, there are minerals and vitamins within those, but they're different to what we find in the soil. And so when we were eating foods 50, 100 years ago, we were getting a lot of our minerals from the produce, which we're not now, which is why it's an advantage to supplementing. You know, some people would say, well, I don't really need to supplement because I eat lots of fruits and vegetables. Well, if you're getting them from mineral-rich soils, yes, you probably don't. But very, very few people have access to that.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of guests on this show have talked about how deficient our food is these days. We don't get the same levels of vitamins and minerals from our veggies. And even from, if we eat meat, we're not getting it from there either, unless the animals are kept in a kind of traditional way where they are being fed properly and given the nutrients that they need. And so these fulvic minerals then, they are really just what we would have got if we were living like 100 years ago and were growing carrots in the ground without any pesticides or, you know, anything that's going to deplete the ground of its goodness. So then, okay, so that's great. What about the effects of taking this level of mineralization? I've been taking these, you very kindly sent me a bottle to try, and I've been taking it every day for the last 4 days. And I have to say, I do feel a difference. It's quite a subtle difference. I feel more clarity, more aliveness, but you know, not the sort of thing that means that I'm jumping up and down and hyper. But there is a definite level of clarity as a result of taking these. Is that the kind of thing that we're talking about? What other effects can it have?
Yeah, 100%, Jen. I mean, that's the way that they do work in the body. And, you know, the beautiful thing about the fulvic minerals is they are naturally occurring in the soil. They are provided in abundance by nature. And it's not, let's say, an on-trend supplement or the latest fashionable thing that's dropping into our social media that's going to, you know, give us a myriad of health benefits. These are concentrated forms of minerals and vitamins that will strengthen the body. And, you know, one of the supplements that's used at the moment quite often is one that's called Shilajit. It's spelled Shilajit. It usually originates in the Himalayas, so it's from India, and it's harvested at high altitude. And what it is, it's formed between the rocks, and it's like a resin. It's like a black tar substance. That is very much on trend as a supplement to take, but the reason or the benefit of that particular substance is that it is a high concentrated form of fulvic mineral within the resin.
Yeah.
So actually what we're really being pulled towards is the fulvic mineral and not the Shilajit resin.
Yeah.
And the fulvic mineral that's contained within that Shilajit is what they've used in the practice of Ayurvedic medicine for over 3,000 years. Because in their texts and in their scriptures, it's renowned as being the destroyer of weakness.
Wow.
So what they do when we ingest them orally is that they fortify the physical body. So the body becomes strengthened and it becomes more resilient. And that is how our bodies would respond to the food that we used to eat hundreds of years ago, when there weren't the pesticides and the insecticide and the intensive farming practices that we have now. So once you ingest them, not only does the body become strengthened, but then you also the byproduct of it is that you start to detoxify naturally. And yet the beauty is we don't have to go on a detox retreat and take 5 days away from work, because the detox process will happen naturally, because the fulvic minerals, the other way that they strengthen the body is they work like an electrical charge. So that electrical charge activates the cell within the body, which then gets strengthened, which in that process enables for the release of anything like heavy metals to be expelled from the body naturally.
Yeah, we are electrical beings, aren't we? And that point about the heavy metals is fascinating as well, because a lot of us are suffering from heavy metal pollution without even knowing about it. And I mean, I know that, you know, there's been legislation for many years about different metals and not, you know, allowing us to ingest them, but we still do pick up on that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And it comes from many different sources. You know, it can be coming through what's put onto the food, i.e. sprayed on the food. It's what's in the air, what's in the atmosphere. And it's also within our water supply. That's not to mention if we are using any materials in our kitchen, i.e. if there's aluminium foils being used, or there is non-stick cookware. You know, some people are still using aluminium cookware, which all of those three I wouldn't advise using anyway. But, you know, if we're eating outside in cafes, restaurants, airports, when we're traveling, we don't know the sources of the food and how they've been prepared. So it's very easy for metals to get into our body. And of course, there's the dental work, you know, the
fillings. Yeah, the amalgam fillings, yeah.
Yeah. And so even if they've been removed, there can be some residue that's left over behind. And as we know from, you know, recently, I know you interviewed Patrick Holford, and he talks about cognitive health and mental health and prevention against Alzheimer's and dementia. Well, those heavy metals store themselves in the brain. And fulvic minerals are one of the most efficient ways of helping to remove those metals from the brain.
Right, yeah, which we could all do with. And, you know, I was horrified actually the other day to find that a well-known supermarket, well-known food shop, was selling something in aluminium trays, aluminium, you know, sort of not foil, but, you know, the tray was very obviously marked as aluminium. And I thought, wow, that's not what I want. I'd rather you didn't do that. But you don't, you know, I didn't know until I kind of got it home. But then if I'd thought about it, I would have realized that what else is it going to be, right? It's a tin foil tray. So it's probably going to be aluminium. And that they're everywhere.
Yeah, they are everywhere. So it's going to come, you know, the metals get into the body from a lot of different sources. And, you know, working classically as a chef, a lot of the time things were prepared with foil that would then be put into the oven.
Yeah.
And what happens when you're cooking with foil is, you know, moisture rises up, it touches the foil. And then, you know, if you look at that foil afterwards, it would be discolored. And that's because those metals have leached out into the food. And then the food you're consuming contains those metals. And we know now from all of these studies that those heavy metals speed up degeneration physically, mentally, spiritually and emotionally. And so to take the fulvic mineral, which actually works like a binder, so it will collect or magnetize those heavy metals towards the structure, and then it will pull them out. It's one of the most fast efficient ways to deal with heavy metals. Of course, you can use other things like algae, like chlorella.
Yeah.
What the beauty of the fulvic minerals do is they strengthen the body, remineralize the body at the same time as detoxifying the body of what it no longer needs.
Yeah.
So you're getting two in one, I suppose.
That's pretty neat, don't you think? Well, we'll hear more about fulvic minerals from Samardo in a few minutes. Right now, it's time to take a short break. Stay tuned for more right after these messages.
Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on UK Health Radio with me, JJ Stenhouse, the practical alchemist, and my guest, chef and food educator Samardo Sibley. Samardo's been telling us all about the benefits of fulvic minerals and how they offer a detox. Of course, the effects of this detox will vary person to person, depending on how much of a clearing out we might need. So I put it to Samardo that while some people might experience a full-on clearing effect, others will scarcely notice it.
The detox process will vary from person to person, let's just say, as well. You know, you might get quite the reaction depending on how much you need to detox, or it might be quite mild if you don't need to detox very much. Yeah.
Totally. It can be quite unnoticeable. I mean, what I do hear, and from my own personal experience as well, is because they work like an electrical charge, so it's like a jolt of electricity hitting the cell, is that then your energy levels improve.
Yeah.
Your physical agility improves. And because of that energy that's moving, like you said before, we're electrical beings. These are electrical bodies that we're living in. It's almost like you're recharging the whole system. So then you also will get that mental clarity and that clear thinking, because it's just a byproduct of removing what's no longer needed in the body, and you're freeing up the energy to go to the places where it's needed most.
I love that. And as I said at the start, you know, I definitely feel a clarity and definitely feel something going on that is good. And it's almost kind of hard for me to put my finger on what that is. But all I can say is it's an energy and a clarity that I very much appreciate. And that's only after, what, about 4 days? I've been taking them for about 4 days. Yeah. So, you know, it can work quite fast. And I think, you know, I was reading up a little bit on the minerals, and they do say that after a couple of days, you will probably find some kind of detox effect, because that's what they do. But, you know, just to push through that, and they can be very, very beneficial. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. They can be very beneficial, because, you know, if we were living in the most pristine environment, in the most optimal kind of setting, and we were producing or growing our own foods, and we're taking our organic produce from the ground, and that is then turned into food to be eaten pretty soon afterwards.
Yeah, without hanging around for ages, yeah.
Yeah, so the life force is there, the vitality in that food is still in its infancy, is that when we're ingesting food at that level, Anne Wigmore, who's the founder of the Hippocrates Institute, when she was going through her health, the restoration of her health, she attributed the recovery with the adage, live food, live body.
Yeah.
So when we're taking in a substance like the fulvic mineral, which is dense in volume of the mineral and vitamin content, that not only supports our gut health, but then it also supports our immunity. And I don't know where a lot of our listeners are here today, but, you know, we're talking or having this conversation in the UK, and we are going into winter time.
Yeah.
So the more mineral and vitamin content that we can get in our bodies means that we're going to be more vital, more healthy, and more stronger and resilient towards illnesses during these colder months.
Absolutely, because a lot of stress in winter is placed on vitamins. Vitamin C, taking echinacea, taking elderberry, you know, all those things, which are great, absolutely great for immunity. But we do tend to overlook the minerals.
Yeah, totally. And I think what you just said then, as you mentioned the word stress, and it's, you know, when we are stressed, that's when the our need for more minerals and vitamins come up, because it's a lot easier to get depleted
at
these times. And then our nervous system is kind of in a fight flight kind of place, because we're having to pull on reserves that are not there within us. So unless we keep topping those levels up, the opportunity for us to get sick is even greater. And you're taking this liquid concentrate in a form which is strengthening the physical body at the same time as your gut, whilst the detox is going on at the same time. You're able, from one very, very simple process of drinking that water in the morning with your drops in, to being able to work on all the different levels of health, but in one substance.
Yeah, it is. It's really quite an eye opener, actually. And if I can get into it a little bit deeper, I mean, I might say even that I can feel that difference throughout the cells in my body. You know, you can actually feel that energizing effect throughout the body. You know, some people might not experience that. They might not feel it, but I certainly do feel a difference throughout the whole of my system, as I like to talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah. There's an aliveness there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, when you wake in the morning, you feel alive. You know,
absolutely.
there's more flexibility that comes into the body, because you are getting that nutritional intensity from that concentrate. And I think because our foods have been so deficient for such a long period of time that we've forgotten what it feels like to have that vitality of life force running through our bodies.
Right. Yeah.
So it's something that's beneficial no matter where you are on your health journey, or if you're taking other supplements. You know, there's certain protocols that you can follow, which is, you know, maybe take the full vit minerals half an hour apart from taking something else.
Yeah.
You know, not just adding it into a smoothie and with all the other bits and pieces that you're doing in the morning.
Yeah.
Give yourself a bit of a break. Ideally, personally, I take them in the morning so that I have that experience of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, it's a good point that you can actually, you don't have to just put it into water. Your 10 drops you recommend into water. You can use the minerals in smoothies, in anything, I guess, basically, that's going to allow you to drink them. Yeah. And of course, we're coming to the end right now, but I just wanted to say that because you have been so impressed by these minerals, you have started to provide them for other people. You started to sell them yourself, and they are under your name, Samado Sibley, and one can buy them from your website, I believe. So tell us a little bit more about that. Where's your website and where can people get a hold of them?
Amazing. Thanks, Jen. Well, you can find them on the website, which is samadosibley.com. If you go onto the website, you will find the full vit minerals in the shop. You can purchase them on there and they can be shipped out within 3 days to anywhere in the UK. And then for anybody that's visiting the website, if you want to sign up to the newsletter as well, where I'll be sharing more information on the benefits of full vit minerals, please go ahead and subscribe there. And then you'll also receive a downloadable recipe book as well, which is a free copy of recipes that will keep you healthy through the winter.
I love it. I love it. And remember that Samado has been a chef for many, many years and knows about food and what's in it and what's not. And a lot of this has come from his huge knowledge of food. So thank you so much for sharing it with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Jen. Good to see you again.
Samado Sibley there. We do tend to overlook the need for minerals to keep us in good health, and I'm still feeling the benefit after taking these fulvic minerals daily now for a couple of weeks. I prefer to take the drops in water. I actually like the earthy taste of them, I have to say. By the way, that's my honest opinion, and I don't benefit financially from saying so. Now, from supplements to physical fitness, and one of my favourite forms of exercise, Pilates. It's a great system to develop core strength and flexibility, which I will always gravitate towards more than yoga, great though that is too. When I lived in a big city, I had the pick of some great teachers in fully equipped studios with the reformer, a bed-sized contraption that's firmly at the centre of any workout. Consider my dismay then when I moved to a more semi-rural location where only options tended to be mat classes, which have their place but don't give quite the same experience. The issues behind this dearth of reformer classes are often space and cost, something my next guest, Matt Harris, decided to do something about. Matt had watched the popularity of Pilates explode while working at one of the big UK fitness companies, but he saw a gap in the market. The result? The Fold Reformer. A folding reformer bed that you can even use at home. Matt joined me to talk about this revolutionary Pilates concept and how reformer Pilates differs from mat classes.
I love Pilates, as I've just said. What is it about Pilates? Why is it so good for you? Explain, please.
There's many reasons. Sometimes Pilates can be kind of misconstrued as mainly having the benefits of flexibility, and you hear that quite a lot with people that are not practicing Pilates. Many different types of forms, but the main benefits around strength, not just core strength, but particularly if you're using reformer machines, it does give you the ability for legs and upper body as well. We mentioned flexibility; that is a core element of one of the benefits. The other benefit as well is in terms, particularly in terms of some of the strength elements, is it can be a low impact exercise. So you're not having to lift necessarily heavy weights or move heavy objects. Mat Pilates and reformer Pilates does have the ability to have a low impact on the body, which clearly helps reduce injuries, and some of the main benefits around improved posture, core stability are super important for all of us, really, from kind of your average Joe all the way up to your athlete, really. So lots of benefits, and sometimes can be misconstrued as mainly just having a flexibility element to it, but if you've done particularly reformer Pilates, you know that there's a lot more to it.
Oh yeah, and I love reform Pilates, and I used to go to a Pilates studio, and we did a mixture. We did reform Pilates. We would do exercises on the reformer. Now the reformer, just to explain, is a piece of equipment a bit like a bed, but some people might say it looks a little bit like a torture chamber device, but it really isn't. It's a bed, we know, with springs and you know, so you can do lots of resistance. And I really like that. But we used to do a mixture in the classes. We used to do a little bit of mat work, because there are certain things you can do on the mat with, like balls, you know, those inflatable balls that you can use, that sort of thing. You can use those on a mat, which you can't do on a reformer bed. So since I've left the big city, I found it a real issue trying to find a class that uses a reformer. Now, mat classes are fine. Now, you can tell us the difference between a purely mat class and then you also using the reformer. But I've always kind of steered clear of the mat classes because I didn't feel that they would give me exactly what I needed and wanted. But what's your opinion about that? What do you think?
They both have their place, and mat Pilates can sometimes be a good segue into reformer Pilates, especially if you've not done a reformer before. And we've seen that quite a lot previously in my previous role, actually, with Virgin. We would see mat Pilates sometimes being as a bit of an entry. However, it doesn't need to be, but it does allow to build a bit of confidence around kind of core strength. Mat Pilates would give you very similar benefits. However, there's a lot less variety that you can do with a mat-based plus than you can do with a machine-based. Some of the strength benefits that I mentioned wouldn't be able to do with purely mat. And a mat-based class would use your body weight as the main kind of resistance to the workout. Whereas, as you mentioned, with a reformer Pilates machine, if you haven't seen one before, it's a bed-like structure with a carriage with a number of springs at the end of the carriage and a number of pulleys, which sounds, again, a bit like a torture chamber when you say it out loud. However, the way that it's built is it allows the bed not to work for you, but it allows the bed to guide you through some of the exercises so you can have a little bit more control on certain exercises. But on the other end, it also allows you to kind of push it a little bit further and have some resistance that you can work against. So the resistance can work in your favor to help guide you at some elements. But then on the other end, actually, you can have the resistance or take the resistance off to actually push yourself a little bit further. And the benefits of the reformer bed over mat is one is the amount of variety that you can do with the reformer bed that you just couldn't do with a mat-based program. That's a big difference, really. Is there's a huge more element of variety, and whilst it may look a little bit daunting the first time you see it, from an accessibility level, the ability to allow you to be able to be guided through some of the exercises, and when I say guided, is the resistance springs and the pulleys will necessarily take some of the weight out of the exercises, allowing you to move through the movements easier, will allow it to be a lot more accessible. But we do see sometimes people prefer doing mat first just to build a bit of confidence, because I think it's more of the visual of the machine sometimes can be a bit off-putting if you've never experienced it before.
Yes, it can be a bit daunting at first. I can see that. Well, we'll hear more from Matt and about his folding reformer in a moment. First, it's time for another short break. Back right after this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And you're listening to Alchemy 101 here on the world's number one talk health radio station. I'm JJ, the Practical Alchemist, and before the break, I was joined by Matt Harris to talk about a reformer Pilates revolution. Here's how we continued.
The thing is that reformer classes, you were saying when we spoke earlier, have really become much more popular. But then, as I was saying, you know, there aren't that many places around me where you can find classes that use a reformer, but you've come up with a solution to that, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've seen a huge surge in interest in reformer. I think people are seeing the benefits of once when the reformer was first created. It was created during the First World War to support soldiers, and then it developed into more of a performance-based machine for dancers and athletes, and that's kind of been its main position really for a while, around this performance and rehabilitation type area really. But in the last 5 years, and particularly in the last year, we've seen reformer become more mainstream as more people are accessing it, and we're seeing more and more reformer studios pop up, particularly across London, but now across a number of the bigger metropolitan cities. However, not accessible to rural areas. And also, it tends to be something that's not as accessible from a price point as well.
Yeah, exactly. They're expensive pieces of kit, aren't they?
Expensive pieces of kit, but then the studio classes tend to also be quite expensive. So that they will always be, at the moment, there will always kind of be an exclusivity, I suppose, to reformer Pilates, either in studio or bringing it at home. And we've seen the huge benefits, and we've seen the huge popularity of it, and we wanted to create a concept that was one, accessible for users, and one that fit into your home, and that's where we created our concept Fold Reformer, which is a foldable reformer bed that can fit into your home and can be moved around your home, which from a reformer bed is quite a big piece of equipment. So a lot of the equipment on the market, again, from an accessibility and exclusivity point, an inclusivity point of view, you're going to need probably a room to dedicate to reformer based on the current machines out there. And also the machines that are out there are designed to fit and look like they fit into a studio. So actually, from an aesthetics point of view, we believe not many people want a big, garish, metallic machine sat in their living room or propped up against the wall in their spare room. So that's where we created Fold. We launched the business in June, and we've seen just huge popularity in the concept itself. We've kept the price point as low as we can make it to try and make it accessible. But the look and feel of it also feels like it would fit and match your furniture at home. So whilst it might not necessarily completely disappear when you look at it, it does give a much more aesthetic feel to your space. And we've seen that work really well.
Yeah, I mean it is still quite substantial. We should say, but then you don't need to dedicate a whole room in your house for it. But also you can fold it up.
Yeah.
Hence Fold. You can fold it up and kind of put it away so that it's not like an exercise bike, a Peloton or something like that, where it's just sitting there and, you know, that's a dedicated space for it. You can actually move it around, which is a great idea. But you're not just focusing on the home market, are you? You're also looking to smaller studios or instructors who have been just doing mat classes, maybe because they can't really afford the kit, or they don't have the space or the availability for a space to put in a whole load of ordinary reformers so that people can use them.
Yeah, absolutely. And whilst we talk about accessibility for the consumer, reformer is not actually that accessible for the practitioners as well. The equipment is expensive. The space to build a studio is expensive, and that's been a challenge. And I think to your point around yourself, around locally not having somewhere around, and actually it tends to be mat Pilates. When you think of it from the instructor's point of view, they just need a set of 20 mats, hire out a village hall, and it's a very accessible practice that they can quickly provide their local community.
Yeah.
Whereas reformer hasn't been that piece. So we've seen real interest from studios, that maybe a yoga studio that has one space and wants to bring reformer in, but previously the thought of removing their existing concepts and business to put reformer in would just not been possible for them. And they wouldn't have had the finances necessary to build a new studio to complement that. Fold has been able to go into those spaces and allows them to have this dual hybrid approach to their studios, so they can introduce reformer into their members and their community without compromising what their existing proposition. So we've seen that growing, and we hope that we can be part of that kind of growth in terms of some of these rural community areas and the smaller independent gyms and studios. And then on the other hand, is that we've seen a growth in the Pilates teachers that are now able to buy one, two, three of these beds. They can convert a much smaller space and now create their own one-to-one space or small group training space. And we've had a number of instructors already adopt that model, which previously the products on the market wouldn't have allowed them to do that. And the studios that they work at would have been so busy that they wouldn't have been able to find space in those operators to provide one-to-ones to their members. So, we see a big opportunity there. And as well as actually, if an instructor buys one bed and their client buys a bed, they can also now do digital one-to-ones with their clients wherever they're based, really. So we're seeing, good growth in that space. And I should add, in additional to the bed and the service we provide, because reformer does need a level of coaching. It's not like a bike or a treadmill where we all know kind of how to run and cycle on those machines. You may need some motivation to keep you going, but you know how to kind of get onto those machines and start using them. With Fold, what we provide is access to our app, which has digital content and workouts, which our people that buy the beds can be guided through those. So that's a key piece to it. We don't want this to be a piece of a kit that you buy with good intentions, don't know how to use it, and then gathers dust in the corner of your house or your garage. So the content and the community is key to us as well.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And also, it is really precise in some of the movements as well. I do recall being in a studio and being constantly kind of corrected because I wasn't doing something just quite right. And that can impact your muscle and the way your posture is, because if you're teaching your muscles to do something which they shouldn't be doing, you know, it isn't great. So having that app, I'm sure, is a great help, because then people can see what they actually should be doing, because it's very easy to get it wrong.
Yeah, for sure. It's and there's a few additional bits that we're trying to build with the app. So the app is built more like a social network itself. And what we hope, what that will mean in the future, is people that buy the bed will also have a community on the app that they can build their own micro communities. But just to that point as well, what it also allows is our users to post content, so videos, photos. So they will have the ability that if they wanted to ask a question to the coach, they would be able to do that. If they wanted to do a quick video to check a form, they could post that and we can give feedback back on that. So it gives a lot more to it than just a video that you might find on YouTube that you'll follow some good guidance, but you won't be able to necessarily have that feedback back. And our long-term aim, we haven't got there just yet, is we do plan to provide for those that are seeking that that ability to have one-to-one services on there. So a pay additional to select a coach that you can have one-to-one coaching with. They'll be able to give live feedback then. But yeah, to start with, it's the recorded content and then the kind of community part of the app where you can provide feedback and hopefully be part of the community as well in terms of just engagement.
Well, I think that sounds great. And also, if somebody is in a more rural area, then that community thing is quite important as well.
Absolutely.
So yeah, no, so fantastic. Now, if I wanted to buy one, Matt, yeah. A, how much does it cost? And B, where do I find it?
So we retail at $1,899.
So it's considerable still. That's a considerable cost still.
Yeah, it definitely is, and we're not we're aware that it's still a cost. It's much lower than the kind of the main products on the market.
Oh, yeah.
However, it's still it's not small change for anyone. However, it does come with all of the accessories, the jump board and the box, and also if you're practicing reformer regularly, by the time you start adding up the amount of sessions that you could do over time, then it quickly
I've probably spent much more than that on Pilates classes in my time. Yeah.
Yeah. Some of these studios are well over £100 a month, so it's a small investment if you're going to replace what you're doing there. To buy one, it's our website, which is www.foldreformer.co.uk.
Fantastic. And then do you only ship the product out within the UK, or do you send it out internationally?
So UK primarily at the moment, and we also ship to Germany, Austria and Italy, with plans to do further in Europe. And we've got strong demand in the US as well, which we hope to unlock at some point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, I think it's a great idea. And yeah, when you do break it down and you think how much you might spend on having classes, then it probably is, a great investment. Well, it is a great investment, I'm sure. So well done for thinking about that and for thinking about how you can make it much more accessible to people. As I say, I am a huge fan of the Reformer. I think it's wonderful. And actually also my instructor, who I used to see regularly, was also a physiotherapist, and she was very, very good at, you know, making me do very precise exercises that really helped me. But, you know, with the app and with that community, I'm sure that you get just as good support and advice. And so that would be great. Matt, thank you so much for telling us about it. I think it's a great innovation in the fitness space. And I wish you all the best with it. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Harris there. He had also told me earlier that the idea was to try to make Fold more like a coffee table that would fit right in with our home furniture. But there's a little bit more refinement to go before they achieve that. If you're tempted and want to check it out for yourself, the website once again is foldreformer.com. In any case, I do appreciate an innovation that can make really effective physical fitness available to more people. Now, talking of making things easier, I'm getting into a rhythm uploading a short daily YouTube video. Just about 5 minutes or so of something that comes to mind, but I had to make sure that there were no barriers that would prevent me from making it a routine, because I'm determined to do so. So I simplified the process, made it impossible for me to come up with any reason not to sit down in front of the camera and talk. I also love that a friend had the idea for me to pick a random word now and again as a prompt. She even wrote out 38 words on separate pieces of paper and presented them to me in a box, a bit like raffle tickets. I love it, and I'm so grateful. Have you checked out my YouTube channel, Alternatively Speaking, yet? I'd be even more grateful if you did, because I feel this is something I need to do. But what about you? Feedback is so important, and I'd love to hear from you there. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram as The Practical Alchemist, and you can find out more about me and my work at thepracticalalchemist.uk. You can even book a free exploratory call with me if you feel drawn to working with me, and you can just book a session with me for energetic support or mentoring. And that brings us to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. I look forward to you joining me another time here on UK Health Radio as I meet some more fantastic guests. Until then, it's goodbye from me and that nightingale.